Hello and welcome in the P&L show. So today we would like to discuss about food and why so many people, like I would prefer to say why humans are obsessed with food. Maybe not obsessed, but we enjoy food usually, and we feel well when we eat our comfort food, and sometimes when we are homesick, let's say, when we have the food from home, we feel directly happier. So to discuss this amazing topic, this yummy topic, I have my lovely co-host, Elle. Hello, Elle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So I'm Pierre, and my co-host is Elle, and we are here to discuss about food. So Elle, would you like to start?
Well, for starters, who doesn't like eating? Well, some don't, like my co-host here, Mr. Pierre, actually. Yeah, we're a bit on both ends of the spectrum here, because Mr. Pierre here doesn't really find the importance of eating. Well, he prefers to eat something that is delicatesse, I would say. How do you say that? I don't even know how to pronounce the word. That's how, you know.
Delicatesse.
Delicatesse is what he wants, you know.
Fine food?
Yes. Fine foods that takes time to make. You know, he's the kind of person
who... Small portion.
Yes. He doesn't eat random foods like I do. I'm the corn dog girl. I am, it doesn't have molds, I'll eat it. You know, I'm that kind of person. So anyways, why are we so driven when it comes to eating the food? You know, sometimes when I think about it, am I only working to eat? Because that's what I did yesterday. I worked for an hour just to buy a cake. Basically like 70% of my hour, my salary, 70% from my salary was just afterwards spent on eating a whole cake. Did I have any regrets? No, absolutely not, you know, because I think that I'm driven with such simple things.
I mean, if it makes you happy, you know, to me, the point of the life, the goal of the life, the mission of the life is to be happy. That's it. Like, if you're happy, well, you succeeded, but you have to be happy. So if food makes you happy, you know, that's the most important.
Yes, so, for starters, this is really simple, but I think that, you know, food, why we are so inclined to have them is because it's one of our primal needs, I would say. You know, we have to eat to live, basically, which is pretty obvious, I would say.
Yes.
But we will go deeper into why nowadays food is part of culture, I would say. Yeah, part of culture and...
So much history also, yes, from the foods.
Yeah, part of being who we are, an identity as a person. But yeah, one of the reasons why we were so driven is because, you know, it's primal needs. Basically, that's it. And, you know, I think the next reason would be... I think the level of comfort that food gives us is just it depends on other people as well. It's like some don't really find comfort in food, and I respect that. But me as somebody who, like, wow, you have somebody who finds comfort in eating, well, it's really it gives me happiness, I would say. Apparently somebody told me that, you know, I opened a box of pastry. That person told me, like, wow, it's like, you look like you're living the life, and yeah, I am, you know, because it makes
so
me really happy.
I can imagine you so happy in front of a pastry box. I mean, a box, plenty of pastries, right?
Yeah. It was a Zipoli, actually. Mm. Lots of things. But yeah, it somehow it makes me really happy to eat, you know? And it's not really a good feeling to be hungry. I mean, Mr. Pierre here sometimes, you know, it's like, yeah, he's hungry, but afterwards it's like, oh, he's no longer hungry, so he doesn't eat. Well, we're all different. For me, I could never. Explain yourself, sir.
Okay, madam. So, well, in my case, I believe I'm not driven by food, unlike you.
I am.
When I wake up, I don't wake up for the food. I wake up to have a mission, to accomplish a mission during my day.
Well, I have a mission too.
I want to learn. I want to build things. I want to, to level up my career, but maybe not too much about food. Although I like eating, but like what you said, I care a lot about what I eat. So I'm not the kind of person who just eat to feed myself. I'm okay to eat if the food is, respect my body. Normally I want to feed my body with food my body deserves it. And I believe everybody in this planet deserves to eat the food, the body, healthy food, because otherwise you just feed your body with rubbish, let's say. With food that will make you probably not in a good mental health. Not in a good mental mindset, because when you eat junk food every day, it will impact your brain. You will feel not really well. Your stomach, you will have stomach aches, and you will, over time, you will develop diseases as well, and you will be less happy. So your level of happiness will decrease. You will have maybe obesity. Probably you will even develop
diabetes,
exactly, that's what I wanted to say, and so on. And this obviously impacts your health, and you will be less happy, you will do less in your day, you will sleep more because your body will need to rest more because of those bad food you eat. And obviously food, people say the gut is the second brain. And yes, it's so true, actually. This has been medically scientifically proven. So I'm always so careful to what I eat. And when I eat bad food, ultra-processed food, I feel guilty for myself. I feel guilty for my body. I love fruits, I love vegetables. I'm probably lucky, because I know for some people, maybe because of what they were used to eat when they were kids, because obviously, when we are kids, we get used to eat some kind of certain kind of food, and after it's hard to change sometimes. And for me, I was lucky in my family. My mom was, she was making a lot of, she was, the way she was cooking and the way she's still cooking nowadays is quite healthy. And so I was lucky to learn good food from my youngest age. Now, I know if you are used to eat junk food since you are 4, it will be maybe a little bit harder to eat vegetables and fruit. It's not impossible, but you have to add this in your in your diet. So for me, yes, food, you become what you eat, and I believe that's so true. I don't remember from who is that saying, but the healthier you eat, the better you will feel. And in my case, even if my body feels the same, I feel guilty, but also a lot of times I eat bad food for some reason, because I'm influenced or because I don't have choice from where I am. And after I feel my body is really heavy when I eat like fat food with a lot of, some kind of food, sometimes my my body is so heavy and I cannot do anything. And sometimes also you eat too much, and again, because you ate more than what your body can handle, after you are not even able to walk or to run because you are just too heavy and you can just sleep or lie on the sofa. And that's so sad because you eat to be even happier after. But if you eat and after having eaten, you feel bad, what's the point? It's the same with alcohol. You know, sometimes you drink a lot of alcohol and after you are sick for the whole night and for the whole day, for the whole following day. Again, what's the point? So, yes, I like, that's also the reason why I like to eat small portion of food.
Yeah, so I think what you have here is a case of not obsession with food, but rather obsession in moderation and healthy eating, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And quality over quantity.
Yes, that's right. So
in my case, obviously, I know for some people, and I have met a lot of other people who said for them, they are happy if the quantity is huge, doesn't matter the quantity.
Well, that's...
I feel sad in my case.
Oh, I don't get that. Food is supposed to taste good. Okay, anyway.
No, but sometimes it tastes good, but the quality is not there. You know, like junk food or biscuits, sometimes it tastes good, but it's low quality. Low quality doesn't mean the taste is bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, well, for me, my kind of food obsession, I would say, is trying things that I haven't tried. Dangerous plays, I would say, because you know you pay money for it, that it will either end up
surprise
bad or good, you know. It's like a Russian roulette, I would say. But yeah, I really like to try new things, especially when I see them on the menu, they look good, and when I see them online, they look good. I am still in my pursuit of eating a mochi donut, because I haven't had one. So I think that's what I have in terms of obsession with food. But also, I tend to eat more compared to you. Side note, I am 155 centimeter and I am 47 kilograms in weight. So I eat a lot. And sometimes a bit of junk food is what Mr. Pierre has said. Yeah, I've eaten a lot of junk food as well, which I did enjoy. But yeah, my obsession is about feeding myself good tasty food, I would say. I'm not gonna say good food, because good food doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, it's healthy. So I was just gonna say good tasting food, but sometimes I also luck out and just eat something really bad and I end up throwing it away, which is I don't like. But then, you know, the point of eating food is to enjoy it, not to suffer. So I've learned that lesson now.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
Because before I used to still eat it, even though I know it's really bad.
If you don't like it, throw it away. Don't force yourself to eat it. It's much better to waste it in the bin rather than to waste it in your body.
Yes, or maybe give it to someone who might like it, let's say.
Well, if you know the food is not good, don't give it to someone else, because otherwise it's like, oh yeah, I don't care about the other person, for me it's not on my standard. Or maybe, yeah, it depends.
Take twice.
Don't like it but the food is good, then you can obviously give it to someone else. But if you know the food is just really bad or just really unhealthy, it's better to throw it away.
Yeah, side note, I used to eat food without molds in them. I just tend to pick the molds out.
Oh,
I know. I stopped. Okay.
So there was some like the food was already passed.
Like 1 day passed.
Okay, it was rotten or there was mold on it.
Just a bit mold. Okay, not super rotten. Like
I know. It's just
cutting away the molds. But
and
yeah,
eating what is still good.
What is still good, but technically probably not, but still I'm alive, you know. But anyway, that is out of the topic, like what we have here.
I believe now you changed and you
changed, of course.
You increased the level of you know, like probably your diet is better for the last, I don't know, you told me you improved a bit for the last year.
Yeah, I would say. But then, you know, I'm not somebody who's really picky with food. I would eat anything. You know, that is food, of course, that is edible. But, you know, something that is within the range of livestock, I would say. I'm not going to eat a turtle.
Oh my God.
And I also, I still have some likes and dislikes, of course, like most people.
Of course.
I don't like eating animal fat. I don't know. It's just not me. But yeah, I mean, am I gonna say that I'm obsessed with food? Compared to what? Compared to who? Compared to Mr. Pierre? Yes, I am. You know. So yeah, yeah, but not to the not to the excess. You know, I would say, yeah.
But I have noticed that you enjoy also watching photos of food online. You know, you like to like, I don't know, on Instagram, on, was it YouTube? Yeah, YouTube, definitely, you do. And on some different video, photo platforms, social platforms, you will enjoy just looking at some really yummy photos of dishes and especially desserts.
Well, that's funny because I was about to say, because I found this article over here that says that why is it that why everyone is suddenly obsessed with food by good food? And they have over here saying that, you know, food is photogenic. So people...
It is actually, yeah.
People like posting about the foods that they have.
It looks so... Yeah. Usually it looks good.
Yeah. So now that we're at the digital age where I could access food photos online and, you know, some people like the attention and some have a bit of euphoria from getting a lot of attention from online. So, you know, I'm not the kind who would like something. So just look, you know, I'm like passive. But, you know, it's like, it balances everything. I don't know, because some people create the content and I'm the one that consumes them.
Mm-mm.
See, like they take photos of their food and then I was like, oh, look at that. I would like to eat that. But yes. No, I'm not the kind that takes photos of food.
It's funny because I would say I'm the kind of person who creates the content.
He does create
because
the content.
I basically take at least 2 photos of every meal I eat. So maybe I'm obsessed as well.
You're obsessed, but in a different way, I would say.
In a different way, yes.
Because,
for me, food is a bit like art. It depends how it's displayed. But if the food is nicely prepared and nicely displayed on a plate with a nice setup, wow, that photo, I always think that photo must be amazing. So I will take 1 or 2 photos. Yeah, because it looks like art and it's also nice to remember, oh, that amazing meal, when did I eat that meal? And so you look at your photos, oh yes, it was on June 19th, for instance.
Yeah, it's funny because, yeah, he takes most of the photos, but he doesn't eat what he took a photo of, the food. Like, he basically speaks, well... And I eat more compared to when he speaks, I eat. Yeah.
Yes, I would say in my case, I see the meal as a social sharing moment.
That's right.
You share what happened during your day. You just speak. It's a good moment where everybody is seated around the table. And you just enjoy the moment. Eating is... an extra.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, to me, it's like the moment, you know. When you go to a restaurant as well, it's about the moment you will share with your family, your friends, your half one or whatsoever. And I mean, the person you care normally. And so you enjoy the food with amazing people. Around you.
Yeah, that's, yeah, what they said here is that eating is sociable as well. So, you know, that's why we're food obsessed, you know, because, yeah, even before actually, we just don't do it that often, but even before it's like, you know, oh, I have come visit your home. You know, just like when the 18
and then the, yeah.
And there's always tea, biscuits. You know, it's always sociable.
It's to welcome where the person, but always with either food or biscuits or just a cup of tea.
Yeah, like it has always been like that, you see. And it's also like a good, I would say a good intermission. Because sometimes you can't just speak for the entire 3 hours whatsoever. So, you know, it's a good intermission to be eating as well.
Yes.
Which is nice. And also, like, 3 hours of speaking is too much for me and I need to eat. So, yeah.
You're absolutely right. Like, would you like to have a cup of tea with a shortbread and come at my place? And you say, oh, yes, of course. You know, like, why not an afternoon snack at home? And usually, yes, it's to show your kindness to your guests you will invite. You will offer them a nice afternoon tea snack, or maybe it will be for the dinner.
Yeah, so moving on to how sometimes, well, not sometimes, but all the time, food provides some sort of comfort, you know? Like eating the food of our original country. Like, let me ask you this. Did you miss any food from Belgium?
So, yes, I'm from Belgium. It's interesting because my co-host, actually, we speak too much about guests and so on. I'm sorry, I didn't prepare a cup of tea and some biscuits for you. So, obviously, because you are my co-host. So, my co-host and myself, we are both from overseas.
Yes.
So the food we are used to eat are not the food where we live here. In my case, I'm from Belgium, and to give you an idea, usually the food I'm used to eat, I like French cuisine. And I mostly miss cheese. I love cheese. That's why I'm not vegan, by the way, because I am vegetarian. Although French cuisine is mostly a lot of meat, but I used to be probably not a meat lover, but I used to eat meat, definitely, and fish. Now I don't anymore. I don't eat meat for over 3 years. And I eat maybe fish once every 4 months. And the food I miss, well, I love ratatouille. Ratatouille it's an amazing meal. Dish, I would say. I mean, it's like a really nice recipe with a lot of vegetables. And it's really healthy. It's amazing. So I love, I mean, I miss a bit ratatouille and cheese, but the place I'm currently living, which is Australia, you know, you have to choose, and I have more benefits here than back home. Like, I'm really fine to miss those kind of food because I love to discover different foods, and I'm always looking to eat different cuisines from overseas. So I prefer to have a lot of different cuisines and a lot of different meals rather than just being attached and eating food from home. No, I used to eat food from home for over 20 years. What's the point to eat the same food? I mean, obviously it's different dishes, but what's the point to eat those kind of dishes for your entire life? In my case, I love changes. And I believe life is too short to eat always the same kind of food. And I love what I love about food. Okay, I'm not that obsessed about food, but I love good food. I love the nice food. And I love to travel with the food. Travel in the history, because sometimes it's like old recipes for like 100 or 200 years. I mean, that recipe is... I mean, those kind of recipes, like it's like grandmother recipes, I love them. And with those recipes, I travel in time. And with the recipes from different countries, wow, I travel with the flavors. And I just love that. So, no, to be honest, I don't miss food from home.
except the cheese.
Yes, but I'm okay with the cheese I can find here.
Well, yeah, so if you want to kidnap Mr. Beer here, just, you know, display some cheese and 100% you catch him. Anyway.
I'm like a mouse, yes.
Anyway, well, for me, yes, it provides comfort. You know, I look for those food because the cuisine here in Australia is different from what I have, you know? And I think the Korean cuisine, because they also have like those boiled, like the soup, the beef soups and other dishes, it actually tickles my fancy because it's more or less the same flavor. So I kind of miss those things, you know, because usually I didn't really, I don't know if they have those kinds of dishes here in Australia. So I tend to, I really want to eat like beef broth with the same flavors as I had back home. Side note, I'm from Philippines. So I tend to just go to those places to scratch this itch that only the beef can scratch, okay? You get me? It's like, yeah, same with other foods back home because, you know, it depends on your taste as well. And for me, I'm the kind of person that likes to eat kakanin. If you look it up, you'll see photos of just you know, your mouth with water. And it's really difficult to find here, you see? And it's, when people are selling those kinds of kakanin here, it tastes different. It's not fresh. Back home, it's like, you just go around the corner and you'd see all of them good kakanins, okay? For people who are not from the Philippines, you may or may not have diarrhea because your guts is not used to it, but who cares? It's for me, you know? Don't try them if you don't, you know, you're not sure, okay? But they taste good. Kakanin tastes good.
It's fresh, but, well, you could have your gut some might stomach
not,
issues.
Yeah, your gut may not be used to it. It's not like, it's not fish or anything. It's not an animal. It's more or less made of glutinous rice flour, a bit of cheese, a bit of coconut. Well, if you have some things with coconut, you know, you probably have some issues. But yeah, kakanin is the best. I think as always, I'm more attached to food than you are. Because...
Myself, yes. Yeah,
because kakanin is a bit... it takes time to make.
Mm.
It takes time to make. The ingredients are way out there. Like, how can I find a glutinous purple rice flour? Jeez Louise. I want to make puto bung bung. Look it up. I haven't tasted it. And yeah.
Which one is it?
Puto bung bung?
Puto? Oh, yeah, puto.
Puto bung bung.
Puto bung bung.
No, not bung bung. Bung bung.
Puto bung bung.
Thing. Anyway, bon bon.
Bon bon.
Okay, anyway, bon bon is what they have. Bon okay. Bon is what I have.
That's
funny. But yeah, they look purple.
It's a kind of puto, and puto is like a Filipino dessert.
Yeah, it's a Filipino kakanin. Mm. And it's so good, and it has history with it as well, because you eat it after the mass during Christmas.
Oh, it has a tradition.
It is a tradition.
You don't eat like usually it's after Christmas, so it's at a specific time in the year.
Yes, like because what we have is like you attend church before Christmas, you know, at midnight mass.
Oh, the midnight, yeah.
Yes, and you know after the midnight mass, there are some mama, you know, those
lolas. Mama is like moms.
Yeah, there's mamas and lolas and aunts just.
So
selling
lolas is grandmother. Yes.
Yeah. Selling those puto bung bung, and I'm like, I haven't tasted them. I haven't tasted them, to be honest, because they're really popular in Manila, the capital city of Philippines.
Oh, nice.
But in Bohol, they're not.
So you should go midnight mass.
Yeah.
In Manila.
Yes, I should.
The capital city.
Tastes so good, and you know, those are the things that I miss, and you know, I wish they are readily available, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have the right ingredients, you can make it. But you know, it's you know, like some other dish, you just can't, you know, because it's not native from the country we're at now. So yeah, I find comfort in those foods, you know, because I grew up with them, but it's nothing about being nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
They just taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I miss.
And what kind of food did you learn here and you maybe never thought you'd like before to move to Australia?
Well, let's just say I didn't have a lot of choice with cheeses. I only know one cheese before coming here, only Eden. And they're really they're not the kind of cheese that is sold in the central market.
It's really mild. Is it?
Really mild.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so once I had a taste of the cheeses, like a variety of cheeses, so yeah, I like cheeses.
Mm.
They're good, you know, and they're so good with a lot of things actually, and yeah. And what are other things? Huh. What about you? What are the things that you...
Oh, well, I mean, in my case, I have traveled and lived in different countries more than you.
Of course.
So, actually, it's funny because I'm a bit picky with food, but at the same time, I'm really open-minded with food. Although now I'm vegetarian, like I said, but I'm still like, I love to try new cuisine, and usually I'm not the kind of person who misses easily the food from home, because I know, you know, when I will go home to see my family, I can still eat those food, so why I should miss, I mean, I'm fine with that. It's just food at the end of the day, so you see my relation with food is not that strong. But what? Poutine. It's good actually. Poutine. So it's French fries with cheese, and sometimes you have bolognese. I mean, you have like tomato sauce. You have spices. You have a lot of different things. So poutine. It's from Quebec, in Canada. If you don't go to Canada, you won't have the chance to try poutine. But it's really good. I like it. So if you are fancy to have French fries, but different kind of French fries with a lot of cheese, and sometimes they even have poutine with meat and other stuff. Like the French fries become a meal, like a full meal. It's quite amazing. I have been to Canada twice. Once it was in Quebec, Montreal, and the other time it was in Vancouver, BC, Alberta. Although there, poutine is only from Quebec, but they still have some places where you can eat poutine. Usually it's at a pub or some bars, or sometimes you have just a restaurant that sells only poutine. It's unbelievable. It's really good. What else? When I used to live in Ireland, it's not food, but it was Guinness, and I learned about the culture of pubs in Ireland. And you were speaking about Christmas, and for me, like in Ireland, just before Christmas, so Ireland is a kind of a quite Catholic country, and before Christmas, all the pubs have a lot of candles everywhere, and the decoration is just amazing, it's so magic, and I really like that. It's not really about food, but still, in the pub, you have always food, and when you order French fries there, you always have vinegar. So for me, it was, oh yeah, I like it. Then sushi. I started to eat quite a lot of sushi back in the UK, actually, where I had my first sushi train. And then in New Zealand, I went to Pierre Sushi of Japan, so it has my name, but it's not that reason, but those places, Pierre Sushi is really good, and they have also whole wheat rice, brown rice sushi, and they have vegetarian sushi, but brown rice sushi is quite hard to find, so I was so happy, because usually I like to have whole wheat. So, you know, brown rice, brown bread and so on. I mean, whole wheat bread. And what else? Well, yes, let's say here in Australia, what did I found good food? Well, thanks to you actually, Al. You introduced because you like food so much. So recently I could have what's the name? A Torrance. You made Torrance for me. Is it Torrance? Torrance.
Yes.
And Pintos. And
Pintos. Yes.
That's just amazing. I loved it. So I haven't been to the Philippines, but I have traveled already in the Philippines thanks to Pintos and Torrance and some other kind of food such as sinigang and so on.
That's what they said. Food is sociable, you know.
It is, and you can share, and people like when you share your home food.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a perfect example of food is sociable is yesterday, a couple was cooking a meal at the grill, and you know, they shared their food, and that's, you know, see, food is sociable, not just beers, but food as well if you're not into that.
Yeah, it's amazing. So can you tell me why then we are so obsessed about food? Is it because it's sociable? Is it because we develop dopamine? And is it because, well, food, you know, it gives us a lot of flavors in our mouth, and it keeps us a bit busy at the same time, and apparently it decreases stress. Is this the reason why we, food has a huge importance in our day?
Well, I believe that we all have different reasons as to why we are obsessed with food.
Mm.
For you, you're the kind that would take photos of food, not really consume them.
I do still.
You do still, do eat, but you yes. know, not but not a lot, would say. But I'm the kind that I'm not. Well, obsession is much of a strong word, but let's just use that for you know. I am obsessed with food because you know, it, the flavor it provides and the happiness it gives I wouldn't be sick of it. I would say that. Yeah. That's the reason why I am obsessed with food. Also, it tastes good. Yeah. What about you? Was I right?
Well, for me, I love good flavor. I love when I eat food and I know it has good nutrition. I mean, good and when I know the food is healthy and the nutrition and the ingredients are good for my body, and I know if I feed my body with the good stuff, I feel so good because I know I respect my body. But also I like when it tastes good, obviously.
Yeah.
And when I have food that I enjoy and I know the food is healthy for my body, I know it's organic, I know it's you know, it has a lot of good nutrition in there, then I feel really happy, and yes, it's just the best. I know cheese is not that healthy, but yeah, cheese, let's say, it's a bit like my little sin, you know, it's
your guilty pleasure.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, yes. Do you have anything more to add to our topic?
I would say no. I have one last thing I would like to share. It's amazing to eat, but sometimes also it's nice. It's not just eating, it's everything around the food. Going shopping, looking for the best vegetables, the kind of food you want to buy, to purchase, and then maybe cooking. Some people really enjoy cooking, some less. And then eating, like what we said, is also a social moment when we are surrounding with others. And then we can also share the food we eat by taking photos and sharing them on social media and so on. We can share also what we ate with our family if we live overseas. And yeah, food is also involves a lot of discussion around it. Sometimes we can speak for an hour just about food. So that's amazing actually, because it's really simple. Food has been there since we have been on planet Earth, and food is like, it's a huge topic, and it's also a huge business. Because everybody has to buy food. Well, it's also profitable at the same time. So that's why we have to be careful of what we buy, because sometimes, you know, we think the item we purchase is healthy, but actually it's just marketing. So unfortunately, people also use food, well, like a trap. So we have to be vigilant at the same time, because it will impact also our life expectancy. That's it for me.
Well, for me, just enjoy the food that you have. Make sure that everything is in moderation as always. And yeah, happy eating.
Amazing. See you to the next show. Goodbye.
Bye.